the Gateway Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Let's shortest prayers, but it's a desperate prayer nonetheless. Luke 18. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10 says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. That's a head prayer. But listen to what this tax collector said. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. 1 Samuel, the first chapter, is another story of desperation. If you've read it, you understand that Hannah, back in the days, was barren, and she wanted a child. Now, a barren wife back in those days was considered a curse. It wasn't a good thing for you to be a woman and not be able to bear children back in that day. But Hannah, who's married to this joker, whose name I think I can pronounce, but it's in there, Elkahinaho, whatever his name is. This joker's got two wives. One has given him children, and Hannah has not, but he loved Hannah. And if you read on in that thing, it's time for them to go, and here she is, it's time for them to go to the house to pray. She's barren, which was a curse. She's wanting to give her husband a child. She can't do it. So she goes to the house of God and pray. What a novel idea. When things aren't going the way they need to be, when we're in situations and circumstances that we have no control over, the best thing to do is go to the house of God and pray. So she went to the house of God and she prayed. And under much anguish, look in 1 Samuel. It'll probably be quicker if he throws it up on the board, because I've only got it marked. That's why I can find it. Listen to this, 1 Samuel. Now here she is. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, or out of my anguish and grief, I have spoken until now. Desperation. Effective prayers are birthed in desperate hearts that see desperate needs. There's a story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's another desperate prayer. You know the story where Jesus goes into the garden before he's to be handed over, and he prays, and he takes 11 of the 12 disciples with him, and 8 stay back, and only 3 go forward.
listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.